You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. And honestly, as I say this, this one's not even really about the Buffalo Bills, but I just felt like some reaction, maybe in order to the Lions trade, sending Matthew Stafford to the Los Angeles Rams for Jared Goff and a slew of picks. And I say it again, not Bills related, but it is so interesting because you look at a trade like this, you look at this type of offseason where you talk about those two quarterbacks. Now you talk about someone like Deshaun Watson who could be on the move. Is Jimmy Garoppolo going to be traded? Is Teddy Bridgewater going to be on the move? So many different pieces, right, that you look at. And it's different because really for the first time in forever, as a Bills fan, you can look at it and think to yourself, we've got our quarterback and Josh Allen, and we're okay with that. Now, I say it because part of it is going to come up in conversation because it's just like, well, Allen has really just done it for 1 year. Should he get the extension? Should he get all of these things? That'll be a conversation, I think, for another day as we start to look at some things. But for this, right, I mean, it's just kind of that initial reaction. And anytime big-time quarterbacks are on the move, it's a topic of conversation. And again, this is happening. There was part of me that thought, hey, is Matthew Stafford, is he potentially going to be a trade target of the New York Jets, right? Maybe they send their first-round draft pick that they received from the Seattle Seahawks in return for someone like Stafford, get more of a playmaker at pick number two. That obviously wasn't going to happen, right? There was even some speculation, hey, is Stafford going to find his way to New England? Obviously, that would have changed the landscape of the AFC East. That has not happened, obviously, either. But, of course, those are still two teams that you're keeping an eye on as they look to find their future solution at quarterback. So much of this just ties into what will be an interesting offseason. And, again, I say this from the standpoint of kind of fun to just be sitting back and watching and not being a part of that quarterback conversation, that quarterback market, even a year ago, right? Although Josh Allen showed growth in his second season, leading the Bills to the playoffs in 2019, you know, there were still many questions to be answered. Like, hey, is this a guy that can be a franchise quarterback? Certainly he showed that in 2020. Again, what happens from a contract extension standpoint, but that certainly will be seen. So let's talk a little bit about this trade just because, again, I think it's one of those that is, as fans, you react to. I think people have thoughts on it. And here's what we've got. This is coming from NFL.com. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport and NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reported Saturday night that the Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford is headed to the Los Angeles Rams in a massive blockbuster trade for quarterback Jared Goff and a package of picks. Detroit will acquire Goff, a 2021 third-round pick, and first-round picks in 2022 and 2023 in exchange for Stafford. Now, when you look at this, right, there's also plenty of cap implications taking place. The Rams, they're inheriting 2 years and $43 million on Stafford's contract. It looks like the Lions will have about $18 million in dead cap space that they'll be dealing with in 2021. In addition to that, Detroit, they get on Goff's contract 4 years and $106.6 million remaining. LA is going to get just over $22 million and a dead cap hit for them in 2021. Now, there's also been speculation, right, at least it's coming from Josina Anderson, that the Washington Redskins made a better deal, better offer, for Stafford than what the Rams had. you never know who those sources are, right? Speculation online that it could have been owner Daniel Snyder. But the piece with this is that I think is interesting, and fans look at it and they'll say, oh, two first-round picks. But those first-round picks are in 2022 and 2023, right? So in many ways, as you look at these pieces, right, you're thinking to yourself, like, okay, you get a third-round pick in 2021, but there is not immediate help coming from this standpoint for Detroit. I mean, maybe if you are a believer in Jared Goff and what he is as a quarterback, that will certainly be something to monitor and something interesting there. But from that standpoint, again, like, it's, you can say two first round picks, but usually when you talk in that context, it would have been that Detroit is receiving a first round pick in 2021 as they start their rebuild. Now, again, two first rounders and a third, nothing to sneeze at. But that part is interesting. And of course, when you're going to make a deal with the Rams, they have no first round pick this year, because they are just consistently trading out of their first round picks to get players. We have seen it with, of course, things that they have done to acquire Jared Goff when they drafted him in the first round in 2016. They've not had a first round pick since then. They've made trades for Brandon Cooks, who had a very good season with the Rams, and they eventually traded him and a fourth round pick in exchange for a second rounder. But again, dead cap weight that came with that. Two first-round picks for Jalen Ramsey. I just wonder what it's like to be a scout for the Los Angeles Rams. I mean, do they just look at it and say, well, we don't even need to bother looking at first-round talent because that's something we're never going to have to deal with? But again, from that standpoint, here we are, right? First-round picks in 2022 and 2023, because they don't have a first-round pick in 2021. What kind of impact does a trade like this have on a trade for Deshaun Watson? That will certainly be interesting to see. I'm not even convinced that Houston will trade Deshaun Watson. I mean, they can hold their ground and just say, listen, we are going to be committed to making this better, to making this work. Maybe it's different trades that they make. Maybe it's free agent signings. Maybe it's some, things they try to do in the draft to show, to Deshaun Watson that they are looking to mend this situation. When I say it, there's probably 75% of me that is expecting him to get traded, 25% that is not. But again, with so much of this, it is going to be fascinating. And the best part is, as Bills fans, we really don't have to say, what if, can we get this person, can we be a landing spot here, all of these different pieces. The biggest quarterback conversation for the Bills is, are they going to re-sign Matt Barkley? Will Jake Fromm make the roster? Or will they look to add another veteran quarterback through free agency to be a backup and, get an additional mentor for Josh Allen? So, listen, like I said, I had thoughts with it, not totally Buffalo Bills related, but, sometimes you've got the platform, you've got the opportunity to jump online and talk with you guys, and figured I would share my thoughts. So, I would love to get your feedback. So many people already on Twitter sharing their thoughts, Bills fans all over the place just kind of chiming in and really saying what this can look like. But from this standpoint, I don't know, there's some people already talking about the Rams being Super Bowl contenders in 2021. I certainly can agree that maybe it looks like an upgrade at quarterback, but from that standpoint, where they are in their cap situation, where they are without having any impact of early round draft picks and what that can be, I would just say let's pump the brakes there for a second. Before we get any further there. So anyway, I always appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks for checking us out. Make sure you hit that subscribe button anytime you can, right? We encourage you to do so you get all of our great shows here at BuffaloRumblings.com. Appreciate you guys tuning in, checking out the site. And as always, go Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.